Hey everybody, Josh Peck here of Peck Report. I have been asked several times to discuss 5G death towers, what that is all about, what is 5G technology, is there any credible evidence linking it to harmful things? I've been asked many times to talk about this, and I finally am. This article just came out on Health Impact News. It's from author John P. Thomas, who's a health writer for Health Impact News, but he also holds a BA in psychology from the University of Michigan and a Master of Science in Public Health, MSPH, Master of Science in Public Health from the School of Public Health, Department of Health Administration at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So I wanted to talk about this. Seems like a, you know, well, I just gave you his accreditations there. But before we get to this, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Please click on the bell for notifications and keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Very important you do so. So according to this article, and there's still research that has to be done. This is something I still have to look into personally, but I think it's an important topic because it potentially it has some very, very alarming risks attributed to it. But it says that 5G technology is coming. It's here now. But this article just came out, actually, I think today. And it's linked to 5G technology is coming and linked to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and death. So this new fifth generation cellular system, 5G, that is being installed in major American cities such as Dallas, Atlanta, Waco, Texas, and Sacramento, will intensify the microwave radiation health risks for everybody living in those cities. And there's even 11 more cities targeted for 5G deployment in 2019. So the new 5G cell systems that Verizon and AT&T are planning to install in other cities will use shorter length microwaves than the existing 4G or fourth generation system. So new generation cell phones will be able to communicate with either 5G or 4G microwave towers to optimize connectivity. Now, copper phone, and I'll say just briefly, I used to be kind of skeptical of this because I remember when cell phones were first becoming popular, like in the 90s, 2000s, somewhere around there. And they used to be kind of bigger and have an antenna. And there were these supposed reports of people getting brain cancer just right here. And that kind of fizzled out and it never turned into anything. So I've been kind of skeptical of this, of all of this 5G hype that it's going to be like the death of all of us. But you know, I have to say there could actually be something here. So copper phone lines are going to be replaced with 5G rooftop antennas. Some are calling these and other types of equipment having to do with 5G. They call them 5G death towers. But these rooftop antennas on their homes and businesses. And these antennas will communicate with 5G cell towers and with the wireless equipment in homes and offices to provide phone and broadband services. So 5G will be the foundation for the smart cities of the future. Now, the safety, here's the alarming thing. The safety of 5G has not been tested. Derek and Sharon Gilbert, now they're two very good researchers that I work with personally, I know personally, and I trust. They dealt with 5G in their show called Sci Friday. Sharon is actually a microbiology expert. That's what she's trained in, so she knows what she's talking about, and she raised several alarming concerns as well. But the safety of 5G has not been tested. The microwave frequencies that are being used in this new generation 5G system are in the 1 millimeter wavelength. So the long-term health risks of these short microwaves, they have not been adequately tested, and the Federal Communication Commission, or FCC, and telecom companies are simply just presuming that they're safe based on 1996 research from the year 1996. And new research reveals that there are harmful effects of cellular systems. So the research on microwave frequency radiation conducted since 1996 shows that the existing 3G and 4G cellular systems are causing serious harm to human health. The 5G systems will increase the level of harm to the level where illness and death can no longer be denied. Now, if you want the sources of this article, it is healthimpactnews.com. That's where you can find it. And I will put a link in the description below. And there are several sources listed out for all of these things. Now, these harmful effects are cumulative. We now know that the development of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and numerous other diseases and disabling symptoms are linked to the cumulative effects of microwave radiation in part. Now, of course, other things can contribute to these things too, as well as diet and other environmental factors. But there's evidence that microwave radiation can cause these too. So cellular systems are pushing microwave radiation into our bodies and brains 24 hours a day, regardless of whether we use a cell phone or even own one. And now a million or more new 5G towers are going to be erected in American cities. These 5G towers will be spaced approximately 500 feet apart, and there'll be there'll be highly visible eyesores, but it sounds like that is the worst of our worries. The small cell transmitters will be mounted on top of electric utility poles, municipal buildings, schools, and in city parks, on top of street signs, bus shelters, and anywhere else telecom companies wish to put them. Now, in low-lying areas, they might need to erect new towers that are taller than electric utility poles to accomplish their objectives. Refrigerator-size electrical boxes will be attached to each transmission tower. Now, if you happen to be in one of these areas with underground electric service, then they'll erect new towers that use the underground electrical lines. If you live or work in a densely populated area where electrical poles are very close to buildings, then you might have a 5G cell tower located a few feet from your place of employment or even your bedroom. It's estimated that the daily microwave exposure generated by the 5G system will be equivalent to living inside a microwave oven and turning it up to high and baking yourself for 19 minutes a day. Now, telecom companies hold the upper hand on 5G tower placement because FCC regulations make it illegal for government entities to try to delay or stop cell tower installation on the basis of health risks. Telecom companies can sue cities and states that attempt to use health concerns to impede their cell tower building plans. So how harmful is 5G and can we stop it? Is there anything that we can do? So the remainder of this this article talks about this. That's what we'll talk about in the video here. But it provides detailed information about the health risks of 5G and explains why the public and government entities cannot stop the rapid build out of the 5G system despite the massive health risks. So There are links in here that will link you to efforts in your state where telecom companies are seeking to enact legislation that will strip away all rights to object to cell tower placement on any basis. So if you want those links, click on the link below for access to those. And apparently this guy has had a previous article on microwave radiation dangers that provide background information on those who are not familiar with this topic. And there's a link to that as well. So make sure you check this article out if this is of interest to you. There's also a couple videos. He has posted a video to learn about the history of wireless communication from the 1950s to the present and how technology works. He's put up a video to that. And there's also documented health dangers linked to microwave radiation exposure. So we can look at a picture here. This is linked in the article as well, but symptoms of radio wave sickness. And U.S. Naval Medical Research Institute, 1972, declassified. So several things in the brain involving headaches, dizziness, nausea, all sorts of stuff. The eye, pressure in and behind the eyes. The heart, palpitations, arrhythmia, various other things. Respiratory, there's bronchitis, asthma, pneumonia. Skin, several skin issues, facial flushing, and a host of other issues as well, digestive problems, abdominal pain, enlarged thyroid, so on and so forth. Even hair loss is included in this. And there's several others too. So the following three lists presents the symptoms, illnesses, indicators, and diseases that are linked to microwave frequency exposure from cell towers, Wi-Fi transmitters, and other microwave generating devices. So symptoms of damage. Here are some of the common symptoms linked to microwave exposure. So this might be something that we should all look out for in ourselves. Fatigue, chronic headaches, heart palpitations, high-pitched ringing in the ears, dizziness, disturbed sleep at night, sleepiness in daytime, moodiness, sleepiness, irritability, unsociability, feelings of fear, anxiety, nervous tension, mental depression, memory impairment, pain in muscles and joints, pain in the region of the heart, breathing difficulties, allergies, yeast infections, blood sugar swings, heartburn, bowel problems, thyroid dysfunction, weight abnormalities, rashes, immune system weakness, behavioral aberrations. Now, of course, any of those could be linked to other diseases as well. So if you have any of those, I would say it's best to go to a doctor first before anything and not just assume that it has something to do with microwave radiation, although it's something to keep an eye on because that it could certainly be linked with that. Now, there's hidden illness indicators. And here's some of the indicators of poor health resulting from prolonged microwave exposure. We're usually unaware of these threats to our health. So inflammation caused by excess histamine in the blood, oxidative stress, autoimmune responses, reduced blood flow to the region of the thalamus, pathologic leakage of the blood-brain barrier, myelin damage to the central nervous system, hormone imbalance, deficit in melatonin metabolic availability, DNA damage, and metabolic dysregulation. There's diseases in body system failures as well. And some of the diseases in body system failures that result from multi-year microwave frequency radiation include cancer, heart disease, neurological dysfunction, diabetes, immune system suppression, cataracts of the eyes, sperm malformation, hearing loss, vision loss, cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, depressive mental illness, fetal abnormalities, and others. So long-term microwave exposure equals extreme harm. The bottom line in microwave frequency radiation exposure is this, that the longer the exposure, the more deadly the cumulative effects. Now, in 2011, Professor Carl Hecht from the International Research Center of Healthy and Ecological Technology in Germany reported three distinct phases of illness caused by microwave radiation. During the first phase, lasting up to 3 years, the living organism struggled to cope and compensate for the exposure to microwaves. They may experience numerous symptoms and may be aware of illness indicators, but aren't able to fix their problems unless they stop the exposure. Now, 3 to 5 years of microwave exposure, Professor Hecht described the damage that occurs during the second phase of exposure, again, 3 to 5 years of microwave irradiation. And he stated, quote, during the second phase, chronically irradiated people develop weakly visible pathological neurasthenic symptoms with vagotonic reaction tendencies. This means overactivity or irritability of the vagus nerve, adversely affecting function of the blood vessels, stomach, and muscles. It also means that the parasympathetic autonomic system is overactive, while sleep disorders and daytime tiredness are common. Neuroasthenic symptoms involve poor appetite or overeating, insomnia or hypersomnia, low energy and fatigue, low self-esteem, poor concentration, difficulty making decisions, and feelings of hopelessness. In its most severe form, this phase may include a chronic disturbance of mood called dysthymia, depressive neurosis, in which a depressive mood accompanies the other psychological or physiological features listed here. This might explain why millions of Americans need antidepressant drugs and illegal narcotics to cope with their radiation-induced depressive symptoms. By the end of this stage, the systemic damage may be irreversible even if the radiation exposure ceases, end quote. Now, the third stage, 5 years or more, according to Professor Hecht, the body degenerates into exhaustion and severe states of diseases. So he stated, quote, this final degenerative phase produces pronounced neuroasthenic symptoms with increasing pathological lapses of the regulation system. So sleep disorders, daytime tiredness, and general exhaustion. People who have progressed to this phase suffer a dramatic increase in chronic illness and elevated cancer incidence. After 30 plus years of environmental Y radiation, America's chronically ill population certainly fits this description. A 2016 study by researchers at Emory University confirms that over one half of the U.S. adult population is now chronically ill. The health of individuals is increasing increasingly being defined by complexity and multimorbidity, the co-occurrences of two or more chronic medical conditions. However, not one in a million would guess that the mortal misery of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and even depressive mental illness is inextricably connected to years of covert irradiation delivered by crafty Y profiteers who have been laughing all the way to their gold-lined vaults, end quote. Russian studies revealed microwave harm long before the FCC adopted its regulations. Professor Hecht evaluated nearly 900 studies from Russian sources, which demonstrated the harmful effects of microwave technology. So the Russian research took place between 1960 and 1996. So this was long before the 3G and 4G cellular systems were built. And in this article, there are videos that explain the harm of 3G, 4G, and 5G. So Consumer Watch, 5G cell phone towers signal renewed concerns over impacts on health, and they do not want you to see this cell phone towers exposed. Those are included in the article as well. So the FCC is, of course, saying that we have nothing to fear. And this is the logic followed by the FCC to ensure safety. As long as the transmission of cell towers doesn't exceed the microwave radiation levels they set and cell phones don't exceed FCC standards, then towers and phones are safe. So they have decreed that 3G and 4G towers operate at safe levels. Therefore, the new 5G towers are also safe because they use less powerful transmitters. So the FCC isn't taking into account the proximity of transmitters and the biological effects of the shorter wavelength. It is as if they believe that a tower that is 30 feet away from a person is less harmful than a tower that is 20 miles away. It's as if they believe that very short microwaves in the gigahertz range are less harmful than longer microwaves in the megahertz range, and both beliefs are false. So instead of focusing on long-term and cumulative effects of microwave radiation exposure, the FCC keeps talking about the heating effects of cell phones. And it's not the heating of the body tissue that should be our major concern. It's the 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days per year exposure to microwave frequency radiation that is literally the killer. Now, public entities that delay 5G implementation can actually be sued. So in 1996, FCC regulation permit telecom companies to sue any municipality or state that prohibits the implementation of cellular service on the basis of health. So cities and states have no say in this. They could get sued. Now, the new FCC regulations adopted in 2017 have further weakened the opportunity to resist the plans of telecom companies to implement wireless systems for other reasons. Our president has even signed an executive order permitting 5G towers on public lands to fulfill the national priority of building the fastest cellular system in the world. And telecom companies are planning to implement the 5G system in every major city in America by the end of 2020, so next year. Now, as it stands right now, they have the right to do so regardless of health concerns. Telecom companies seek state regulations to give them even greater freedom. So telecom companies are currently working in most states to establish rules that will give them complete freedom to implement their 5G systems. They want statewide legislation that will prevent municipal governments or planning boards from delaying their 5G building programs because of aesthetic concerns or zoning conditions. And telecom companies simply want to inform municipalities of their plans and then start putting up cell towers all over the place. And some states are not caving in to telecom. Not all states are rolling over and playing dead. Some are trying to maintain some level of authority with respect to the 5G rollout. Sadly, however, the issue of health is a low priority because of potential lawsuits from telecom companies. So there's a link here that it says, please use this link to find out what is happening in your state. It has an up-to-date summary of the issues with a list of legislation that is pending or has passed in many states. And there's a link there. It says California is fighting 50,000 new 5G towers linked to cancer risk. So in summary, are technological advances such as driverless cars and instant downloads of movies more valuable than increases of disease and premature death? Believe it or not, some research continues to show that microwaves are harmless. So a 2017 study showed that when human skin cells in a culture were exposed to varying frequencies of microwaves for 3 hours, 70 hours, and 96 hours, there was no changes. But these are the kinds of silly studies that the FCC and telecom companies use to prove 5G safety. They would have observed damage if the scientists had looked at the right kinds of cells. So T cells and B cells are highly sensitive, and many will die after 8 hours of microwave exposure. They also might have found damage if they did a very close look at the DNA in their cells. The 4G system is actually still being enhanced and improved even while the 5G system is being installed and promoted. It is debatable whether the new 5G system will provide any more benefit to the average consumer than the current 4G system. Now, what about the cost? The cost of 5G service should not be measured by the dollars invested by telecom companies to build these systems. It should be measured in terms of the destruction of human health. Are the promised technological advances such as driverless cars and instant downloads of movies more valuable than the occurrence of disease and premature death that these systems will cause? And there's a quote here. When will America become sick enough to understand that mobile internet in the pocket is not worth killing and dying for? So again, this comes from Health Impact News. The author is John P. Thomas, a health writer for Health Impact News. He holds a BA in psychology from the University of Michigan and a Master of Science in Public Health, MSPH, from the School of Public Health, Department of Health Administration, and the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I think this is something that we should all pay attention to. And, it does seem like there's enough here that we should research. But again, What is upsetting is there's not a whole lot that can be done about it. There's not a whole lot that can be done. Whether the health concerns are right or not, whether they're valid or not, what can we actually do? Now, thankfully, right now I live in a pretty small town. But again, these are going to go up all over the place. So that soon won't matter if you live in a small town or a city. That soon won't matter. So it's deeply troubling. It's deeply upsetting. We should look into this more. Just like every story, there's always another side. So we should be open to what the other side has to say. Look at both sides and see which has the stronger argument, which has the better research, which has the truth, really. Now, I do want to invite you to a conference, March of 2019, March of this year, here, the Watchman Conference. I will be speaking there with my co-author, Stephen Bancars. If you get your tickets today, if you get them right now, and make sure you get them fast because these tickets are going to sell out fast, use the promo code JOSH20 and you can get $20 off your tickets. But we're going to be talking about all sorts of things having to do with, well, this kind of stuff, but also Bible prophecy, current events, all that. There's a wonderful lineup of speakers. Of course, L.A. Marzulli is going to be there, Irvin Baxter, Gary Wayne is now speaking, Dr. Michael Lake, Carl Gallup, Zev Peratt. There's several others. You can see a list at hearthewatchmen.com. And I've even put a link in the description below if you want to get your tickets. Just click on that link, use the promo code JOSH20, and you got your tickets. And then we'll be able to meet each other. You can ask me questions. I can ask you questions. It's going to be a great time. I love speaking at these conferences because I love meeting all of you. I think it's a good fellowship. It's a good thing for us to do. And I'm excited to talk with all of you. All right. So all that being said, I would like to know what you think of 5G technology, of these 5G death towers. Where do you think this is headed? Do you think it's headed anywhere good? Do you think that this is all bunk, and why? If you think that this is all just an overreaction, why do you believe that? I want to know your opinions, your views, your research, your reasons for your beliefs on 5G technology. Please leave it in the comment section below. And if you haven't had a chance to do so already, please subscribe, please click the bell, and please keep visiting joshpeckdisclosure.com. All right, everybody, this has been good talk, good information, and very informative. Again, like I said, there's two sides to every story, so we should look at the other side too, as with all things. But all that being said, this has been Peck Report. I am Josh Peck. Until next time, take care and God bless.